What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Greetings, colleagues, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. Today is Father's Day, and I'm joined by an amazing father, Dr. Ryan Court. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. Dr. Glover, how you doing?
Man, life is great. You know, it's an amazing day. You know, this is Father's Day, and pretty cool to be a father and be able to celebrate it with a beautiful family. How about yourself?
It's the exact same feeling. This is my first Father's Day. I'm pretty sure it's your first Father's Day, right?
Well, it's actually going to be my second. The first one was kind of like, you know, it was like right on that cusp. Like, my wife actually celebrated it with me, but we didn't really do too much, you know, because the baby was very small, very young. All he could do is eat, poop, and sleep, you know, so we really didn't celebrate it that much. But this year, I know they probably have something pretty exciting planned for me. I'm definitely looking forward to getting into that.
That's right. I remember now, you guys had your baby just before Father's Day, and that's fantastic. Yeah, this is my first Father's Day. It was my wife's first Mother's Day. And, you know, just truly something special, you know, when you go ahead and you take a look at it from a bird's eye view beforehand, when you look at the day and you're celebrating your parents, and all of a sudden now, you know, you're being celebrated as a new parent. It's just pretty cool to be able to celebrate.
Absolutely, man. It's super cool. So before we get started with this Father Day's theme podcast, tell us about your background.
Sure. My name is Dr. Ryan Court. I am a practicing optometrist in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, but I'm born and raised in Metro Detroit. I went to high school in Novi, Michigan, undergraduate at Michigan State University and optometry school at the Ohio State University College of Optometry. And I did my residency at the Illinois College of Optometry in primary care and ocular disease. I'm just somebody who likes to be involved in not only the profession that we have here. Optometry is a fantastic profession to be involved in, but involved in general in my community, involved with my friends, my family, whatever it may be. I just enjoy that process. I currently also run a health and wellness website. It's called introwellness.com. And really our mission is to provide clear, transparent health and wellness information to the general public, whether it's questions about frequently asked questions, definitions, you know, different insight that may be something that could be completely over a, you know, normal person's head, somebody who's not really entrenched in the healthcare world. We also provide product and service reviews as well. And so that takes up a lot of my time outside of the primary care side of eye care.
Wow. I mean, that's phenomenal. You're doing a lot for the industry, and we definitely know that you're a leader. With that being said, how do you manage and balance all these different businesses that you have when you have a family?
Very carefully, Daryl. Very carefully. I would definitely say with the birth of my daughter, Amelia, in November of last year, I definitely have had to pivot in the way that I go about this approach. And I think it's more about maximizing your time, the time that you have, because before you have a baby, you don't think you have a lot of time. Then you have a baby and that time gets cut in half or even to a fourth. So I find myself trying to really think about my day clearly the night before, communicating it with my wife on things that, you know, if I'm going to work and seeing patients, you know, asking her what her day is going to look like, what's it going to look like when we get home, and trying to schedule time to go ahead and work on not only the practice, but also the website throughout the day. Now, if I'm off and I'm not seeing patients, it's the same kind of communication, but I definitely want to be able to spend time with my daughter, help out my wife, because she is a stay-at-home mom who we all know stay-at-home moms have a full-time job 24/7.
They have the hardest job. There's no doubt about it.
They have a very challenging job. And so I want to be able to give her the time to go ahead and, you know, whether it may be just going to the store by herself or, you know, getting a nice, you know, jog in without having to worry about, you know, getting back to take care of my daughter, just, you know, giving her those chunks of time where I also get to spend dedicated time with my daughter. And so it really comes down to time management. It really comes down to scheduling things.
Time management. I'm glad that you said that. I know you're like me, you're a systems and processes type of guy. Do you have any apps or any software or anything that you and your wife use to help manage this time?
We together use Google Calendar. We have a shared Google Calendar that if we have anything family related or even work related, it's on there. So, you know, my wife Allison can see the days I'm working on, the days I'm not working on. If I have, for example, this podcast this morning was on the calendar, she knew, but we already discussed it the night before. So that's a good way to obviously just to keep things virtually all together. I mean, we don't really use a pen and paper calendar anymore. When it comes to other pieces of technology that we use, just text messages between her and I. But for me, structuring my own life, I mean, I use to-do checklists like Wunderlist. I use Trello for content management, just taking an idea to a finished product. I use Google Drive and all the different tools that there is on there to communicate with, you know, whether it's freelance writers or team writers, or we're doing video production. A lot of the Adobe products I utilize just to go ahead and curate content. So for me personally, I use a lot of different apps and a lot of different software that's available. But my wife and I, we just keep it simple. The basic phone call, text message, and then Google Calendar.
Wow, those are some great tips. Thanks for sharing those with us, Dr. Court. Time management is key. I mean, if you don't manage your time properly, you'll never be able to take a vacation. I know recently you took a pretty exciting vacation, and during your vacation, at least towards the end, the latter part of it, you had something pretty exciting or scary actually take place with you. Could you elaborate on that a little bit and tell us about your vacation as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it was our second anniversary. So for our first anniversary the year before, Allison was pregnant. We went to Vancouver and we kind of laid low in Vancouver because we knew she was in her first trimester, and going on our first official vacation with our daughter, we went to Nashville and we drove, and, you know, it's about a 6.5-7 hour drive from where we live. And, you know, my daughter Amelia was fantastic. We had to stop a couple times, obviously, just to get her out, get her moving, change her, feed her. But for the most part, she was fantastic on the way there. And then we get to Nashville, and the biggest game changer for me was, okay, you know, you put your mind into vacation mode and you're like, all right, I'm on vacation. Like, you know, I just really don't want to think about anything but just relaxing, enjoying what it is in the city that it has to offer, whether it's food, drinks, you know, entertainment. Biggest kicker to me was, as we're driving out there, my wife goes, you know that we have to put Amelia down for bed still at about 7:38, right?
You know, my wife, she says the same thing about Ari, man, and that just drives me nuts, man. Yeah. I'm like, what?
So I'm sitting there in my head, I'm like, I love country music, and we're driving to Nashville, and I'm like, so how are we going to see some of these country music, you know, like, you know, they have a lot of live music, you know, out on the, on a Lower Broad and out of different areas. We made it happen. Long story short, we made it happen, but it was that mental barrier where I was like, wow, that's different. Yeah, this is going to be a different family vacation, a different dynamic. But truth be told, it was fantastic. We had a great time. We got to eat a lot of, we're big foodies, so we got to eat a lot of good food. Went to the Country Music Hall of Fame. We did see a lot of live music.
Nice.
And then on our way home, what you were referencing on the excitement part, we spent just a night in Asheville because it's only a couple hours outside of Charlotte, and kind of broke up the trip on the way home. Well, we're leaving our hotel and we're getting ready to go to breakfast that morning. And we're probably about 6 or 7 car lights deep at it from a red light, and I'm just paying attention to the road. My daughter's sitting in the back kicking her feet, you know, excited about the morning. My wife looks to the left and she goes, babe, that's a bear. She goes, hey, that's a bear. And I'm like, whoa, what do you, you know, I'm not really paying attention, to be quite honest. So I'm like, bear. And truth be told, I had my cell phone sitting right there. I'm like, I'm gonna grab this is ridiculous. I look to the left and there's this bear like diagonally crossing the road, and it looked like it was just going to cross the road and keep going. Well, I have my video camera on my phone out, and the bear beelines at our car.
Yeah.
Beelined at our car, and I'm sitting there, it's like, it happened so fast. Beelined at our car and then made a sharp left, and then what some people that saw the video after pointed out is the bear was going to High Wire Brewery. Well, at the end of the day, you know, the bear was just crossing the road, but man, oh man, it happened so quickly, and it really didn't have time to react. But we had the conversation at breakfast. My wife's like, what would you have done if the bear jumped on the car? You know, I never thought about if a bear would attack me, you know, and what to do. I probably would have tried to get the heck out of there, you know, but
right.
I'll tell you what, man, it was one of those things that we were talking even to the locals and they said, oh yeah, we see bears here all the time. You know, they cross the road here, they cross the road there. And there's just something we're not very comfortable with. So it was pretty funny though. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of something that was a highlight of our trip.
You know, it was scary, but hilarious at the same time when I was watching the video. I actually watched it like 4 or 5 times because I couldn't believe a bear was heading straight towards your car. It really freaked me out. But at the same time, like I said, I was just dying laughing because you don't see that every single day.
No, you don't. And that's the thing. You're the bear made it, the way it crossed the road, and it almost looked like it was stumbling to the right, like away from our car, and then made a sharp left. So for a second there, I'm like, is this bear gonna jump onto the windshield of our car? You know? Right. But when you see something like that happen in the blink of an eye, I mean, it just happened. we moved on. You know, I think my wife probably reacted a little bit quicker than I did from the perspective of what was actually happening. It just happened so fast.
So I wanted to circle back onto something. You had mentioned you're a fan of country music. You're from Michigan, you know, close to Motown heaven, man, where it's very soulful music. Not saying that country is not, but how did you get into country moving from Michigan, man?
Oh, yeah. So actually, I grew up, I loved hip hop and R&B growing up in Metro Detroit. So definitely had some good soul music in me growing up. You know, I liked Eminem.
I know you did, man. It just reflects on your personality, yeah, man. You're just a very soulful dude, you know?
No, but I loved all of the R&B artists growing up in Metro Detroit. I loved hip hop. But I can tell you there was a period in college. It was actually junior year in undergrad at Michigan State. And my roommate, Steve, he was just jamming country music all the time. And I was kind of, you know, I was one of those guys like, what are you listening to? You know,
right.
This isn't work with our apartment. Like, what's going on? But over time, he slowly started to convert me. And it got to the point where we'd be hanging out in class or whatever it may be. And I was jamming out to some country. And I can tell you now, living in North Carolina, I mean, we get some of the best country acts in the world coming through here because North Carolina is a huge area for country. And so that transition was something that took place in college. You know, do I listen to hip hop and R&B as much? Maybe when I'm working out, or R&B for sure, if I'm just kind of chilling out, hanging around the house. But country is my mainstay nowadays. I love country music. It is my genre of choice.
So Ryan, put me up on some game today, man. Who's the best country singer out there in today's society? Who's hot right now? Who should I listen to?
Oh, man, they're all good. They're all good. I mean, I've always been a big Dirk Bentley fan I like Luke Bryan. I like they're all good, man. They really are. There's just so many good artists at this time that you really can't go wrong by just turning on country music on Spotify and just letting it play.
Awesome. Well, I'll look into those artists and I'll get back to you. I'll see if you can truly convert me or not. I doubt it, but I'll try it out, man.
Come on. You live in North Carolina, man, at times.
I know, right?
So you got to give it a go.
Man, I grew up with hip hop. It's in my blood, man. So, you know, it's kind of hard to convert. But hip hop, you know, R&B, gospel music, that's kind of my thing, man. But country music, back in the day, there was a few artists out there that had mainstream hits that I always listened to. But it's been a while since I've actually sat down and listened to some true Southern, just soulful country music.
You know, country music has definitely evolved over the years. I think that some of it has almost like a more of a pop-like flair to it.
Right.
But if you just go ahead and toss it on from time to time, you can definitely complement your hip-hop and R&B with some good country on the side. Definitely.
Well, let's switch gears a little bit and bring it back to the essence of this podcast. Amelia, you know, just tell us about her, man. You know, full name, tell us about her personality, and let's just get to know her a little bit better.
Absolutely, yeah. Amelia Rose Court is her full name. She was born on November 10th. 2017, and she came in about 6 pounds 15 ounces, so she was like 21 inches long, and you know, just completely just warmed our hearts when she came to the world, just like any new parent. You know, we fell in love immediately, and she is now just over 6 months, and she's still a little bit of a string bean. She's actually, I think she came in around 18 percentile in weight, but right around 50th percentile for length. So, you know, she's growing very nicely. She's definitely got a great personality. I like to say she's got my wife's personality, a little bit of fire behind everything. You know, she's got that spitfire mentality, always active, always alert. We like to joke that she has FOMO. She's, you know, fear of missing out. She's always got like both eyes open, and she's always looking around and taking in everything there is to take in. And, you know, she's sleeping fairly well. I mean, to be completely honest, I was up at 4 a.m. Put the Nook in her mouth and kind of rocked her to bed this morning. She does get up here and there in the morning, but overall, just very blessed to have somebody that, you know, comes into your life and is obviously your child and, you know, is healthy and is happy. And she's just one truly special little girl. So I can tell you as a new dad that Amelia is, you know, the apple of our eye. We're very thankful to have her. How about you? How about your little guy?
Yeah, so my son, his name is Ario Elijah Glover. Ario is from Yoruba background, which is Nigerian, and it means one who's a joy to behold. And Elijah, of course, that was taken from the Bible, and Glover, of course, that's me representing. And he was born April 2017, and he came in around, I want to say, 8 pounds, 9 ounces, roughly. He is truly a bundle of joy. I mean, when this young guy or this little guy is around you, all you do is smile. And it's not just, you know, my wife and I, it's everyone that he comes in contact with. It just brings a big smile to your face and it just warms your heart. I mean, he has literally changed my entire perspective on life. I mean, you mentioned earlier, you know, trying to manage and handle time properly. You know, now there's things that, you know, before I'd work straight through the weekend, every weekend, and now there's no way in hell that I would do that simply because I want to spend time with him as much time as I can because, you know, he's just everything, man. Now he's walking. He's looking for everything that he can pick up and play with. The other day, this is somewhat nasty, but not nasty. I was in the restroom, he's in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, he's in there right beside me, and I'm looking over. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And this guy knows how to open doors now. He stands on his tippy toes, and he pulls down the handle to open the door. So like now we're like, oh my gosh, we might have to buy all new door handles simply because this guy can get in and out of doors, man. So it was like, it was cool, but at the same time, it was kind of freaky because we're like, man, that's another issue that we have to look out for, you know? Overall, he's a great kid and definitely looking forward to seeing how he grows up over time. And we're extremely, extremely excited and extremely blessed. And we hope to have more.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said it though, man. I used to be able to work through whatever, you know, a lot of time I had, you know, depending on my wife, you know, being flexible on what we had going on in our personal lives. And the game has changed. You know, time is the most valuable asset anybody has in life because you can't create more of it. And
it's limited.
It's very limited. And you can always create more money, more, you know, opportunities, this or that, whatever it may be. But time is that rate limiting factor. You know, these little ones, they grow so quickly. And so, you know, on Father's Day, I think you and I can both truly admit that, you know, embracing the moment, being present and being with them is so important. And it's funny you say that your little guy's now running around the house and stuff. We're trying to baby proof the house for Amelia. She's going to be calling before you know it. And we'll have to think about different locks and stuff to make sure we keep everything good to go.
Absolutely. You want to get the locks or door handles. You want to make sure that you get the gates. You want to make sure you get the outlets.
Yep.
And anything sharp edges, you want to kind of protect them because once they start walking around at first, you know, they're not as mobile as they should be. So they're taking falls left and right, which is hilarious, but you don't want them to fall and bust their head on something at the same time.
Exactly. You know? Now, my wife is she's a safety connoisseur. So we'll be like four brags over here, man. We're going to be locked down.
Nice. Now, do you guys plan on having more kids or is one kind of where you're looking, what you're looking at or what's the future hold for the courts?
The courts will definitely, I mean, God willing, we'll definitely have more kids. I think my wife, you know, we could have as many as 4 to 7, you know, she would just love
it. Oh, nice, man.
Up, you know. take it as it goes, you know, as it comes. And so if God blesses us with our second and everything goes smoothly, then we'll go ahead and explore possibly a third. I mean, you know, I'm not somebody who goes ahead and puts a pen to paper and says, we need to have this many kids. We are truly faithful people and whatever God blesses us with, we'll go with.
Absolutely. I'm the same way, man. Whatever God blesses Adiel and I with, we definitely would take on and love. But ideally, you know, at some point in time, hopefully at the end of the year, we'll start trying again and God will bless us with another beautiful baby. But ideally, I like to have 3 or 4, man. I just, when I get old and gray, I want to be surrounded by my beautiful children and my wife, man, you know, so I definitely want to have as many kids as I can.
You know, why not?
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of kids, with you being such a successful optometrist and influencer in the optometric industry, would you ever encourage your kids to become an optometrist?
You know, I would encourage my kids to do whatever they truly want to do in life. If it is to become an optometrist or to even just, you know, go into the realm of healthcare, you know, my biggest thing for them is to shadow professionals beforehand before they kind of dive into the pathway of choice. And I tell everybody who comes, even, you know, young, you know, teenagers and college students I see in practice, I tell them always, hey, you know, take the time to go ahead, shadow, do your research before you dive into, you know, whether it's a professional pipeline to get into a field or whatever it may be. So if my daughter, you know, Amelia wants to be an optometrist, of course, she's going to hang out with daddy at work. She's going to see what I do on a daily basis. She may run the front desk, be a tech for a while, so she can truly get her feet wet with what we do as eye care professionals and how we're, you know, providing primary eye care. And, you know, so from an encouragement perspective, absolutely. If she wants to do it, 100%. But my biggest thing is making sure that I listen to her dreams, her hopes, her aspirations, and then also kind of guide her to shadow and to learn more and to be educated before diving into a profession.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head by just, you know, listening to her dreams and what she wants to do in life. And then also shadowing. I think shadowing is a huge thing. You know, I'm amazed by how many people jump into any profession, but especially the optometric profession, and they haven't even stepped foot in optometry practice for more than a year. You know, a lot of folks, they go to school and, you know, they've only shadowed. They've never actually, you know, been a technician or sold eyewear or front desk person or manager to truly know the business aspect and see what optometry truly is. So I really think that you hit the nail on the head with your words there.
Absolutely. And you know, I remember back to when I was going to the path of becoming an optometrist through the process. And I personally think I probably could have shadowed more, you know, optometrists in different fields, or shadowed more healthcare professionals in different fields, just so I can completely understand the realm of healthcare.
Right.
Looking back, the one that I did shadow, I thought was fantastic. And obviously that's one of the reasons I landed into this profession, but you can never do enough research on the front end and just experience on the front end. I think a lot of, you know, young individuals today now, they look at it as work, but it truly, that's a life experience, and life experiences are invaluable.
Absolutely. So Ryan, let's drop some jewels or some wisdom on soon to be fathers. What advice or tips can you give fathers or soon to be fathers in the optometric field to make life easier for them?
Man, oh man. First and foremost, embrace just having the ability to get up and go whenever possible, because when you have a little one, it's a process, right? I mean, so, you know, if you have that aspiration to go on a vacation or to get involved in a specific area, whether it's in eye care, whether it's within your community, and you have that time now, do it. Because when it comes to becoming a new parent, you have to really realign your priorities. And this is not a bad thing by any means. This is just, it's a necessary thing to being a parent, right? You get blessed with this bundle of joy, and that bundle of joy takes a lot of time and energy and communication between you and your partner, between obviously, you know, everybody in the family. But also just realignment with yourself and your internal goals. And so that's probably one of the bigger things. The other thing is get as much sleep as you possibly can on the front end, right? Because that's cut in half very quickly. And you better learn how to manage life a little bit sleep deprived here and there. And coffee is going to be a good friend.
You got it, man. You got it. So for those that are listening and they want more advice, or if they want to be a part of the Intro Wellness videos, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually have a unique link on our website. It's introwellness.com/write-for-us. And that's actually just, it kind of breaks down any way that you can contribute to the website, whether it's text-based articles, product and service reviews, videos, you know, that kind of gives the general, I would say, rubric that we have, or basically what we're looking for in somebody who can contribute to the website. But if they want to go ahead and reach out to me personally, I'm happy to talk to them. It's rcorte@introwellness.com. That's my email address. We'd love to bring on anybody who's looking to provide unique perspective. Really, we're consumer driven website. So, you know, we have health and wellness content, obviously in eye care, but we're in the dental space. We are in the nutrition space. People, you know, they're looking to get, you know, maybe a little bit more involved in just the general health space or the wellness space, fitness space. You know, we have a lot of unique pathways for people that want to get involved.
Awesome. Well, thanks for hanging out with us on this beautiful Father's Day. And I hope you have a beautiful and blessed Father's Day. And anytime you want to hang out with us again, man, feel free to stop by.
Thanks, Dr. Glover. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the podcast. And I can tell you guys are doing a fantastic job. And congratulations on your second Father's Day. Man, it's just crazy that you've been a father for over a year. I felt like, you know, we were talking about it at Transitions Academy not too long ago.
Yeah.
That you were going to be a new father. And it's just time flies. So enjoy your Father's Day. Send my best to the family. And again, thanks for having me on.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast. And remember, we keep it 2020 around here. Pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.